Q94, your mountain of rock, and it's our final segment of this preseason tour of area high school football teams, as again we're joined with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, and we talked about the preseason, we talked about the offense and the defense, and some new addition of coaches. And this final episode, we'll talk a little bit about the special teams, which is really the unsung heroes in a lot of cases, your long snappers, your punter, your kicker, your extra point kicker as well. But we'll kind of dive into what the Ozark Conference looks like this year, week one, and, of course, the Jamboree. But Coach Wyatt, again, thanks for joining us. And special teams is, it's a huge part of the game, you know. Kickoff, kickoff return, punts, punt returns, extra points. I mean, there's really a lot to it, and that's kind of where a lot of kids will get noticed, and other coaches says, hey, he's a gamer. Let's get a look.
Yeah, we try to spend a little more time, I think, on special teams than maybe our opponents do. I've heard some coaches, it's kind of an afterthought where they spend 5 minutes on it. But, we're really going to cover our kicking game, you know, and to me it starts with your punt. You know, the most important special team in the game is our punt unit. And, in the past we've always had a quarterback back there to punt. I think that's an additional weapon that always kind of slows down the rush.
Is he going to punt or is he going to run?
And so, you know, last year Aiden, you know, he wasn't just a quarterback back there punting. He was a punter. So, you know, we felt really good having Aiden back there. You know, he ended up being an all-conference, all-district, and actually a third-team all-state punter.
Yeah.
So he had a great year, and Isaiah's going to go back there and punt. And so, again, we have another quarterback handling the punting duties. Alex Judd's back as our deep snapper, so we feel comfortable there. And then in our kicking game, we feel like we've got one of the better kickers in the area. Chase Larson, you know, he started towards the second half of his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, he was just great for us. Solid on his extra points. I think he only missed one that was not a blocked one. It was like 43 for 48 or something. 4 for 5 on field goals. Had a 42-yarder at Kickapoo. So we're excited about Chase. We think he's added a little bit of length.
That's a weapon.
On his kickoffs. So definitely, you know, instead of having that kick that is, you know, is just very inconsistent, we're not deep, and you give the opponent the ball on the 38 or the 40. You know, we've got Chase knocking it back there, and hopefully we got some guys to cover it. So we're excited about our special teams. You know, punt block, we hope we're going to be a little bit better there. And we got a couple last year, but I think we can do better than that this year.
Well, it's a key component, and again, you know, games change, people's philosophy of what they want to do, but I'm just always been a big fan. If you got points, take it. You know, there's a time to go for two, or, you know, a trick play here and there. Well, the quarterfinal game, was that a trick play, or was that just a busted play and well-coached young men that knew quickly what to do?
Well, the two-pointer where Chase threw to Heston,
yeah,
that was by design. We had worked on that all week. But now the field goal attempt,
yep,
where bobbled or bad snap, whatever the case may have been, they just reacted on their own. And we hit Jesse Hudson in the flats, and that was big for us.
Oh,
they did that on their own.
Well, now looking at, taking your Zizzers out, looking at the Ozark Conference up and down, where do you see the conference at as far as strength?
Well, I think Lebanon, no big surprise. They got a good quarterback back. in running their flex bone, and they've got another good running back, you know, the All-Stater that went on to SBU. He graduated, but they've still got another good one back. I know he was one of the Magnificent 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in the Pigskin Preview. And I think you say his name, Glenn Denning. He's back. They got a lineman, an All-State lineman back. So Coach Christian and that flex bone, they're going to be a handful. So they've got to be right up there. You know, Camdenton's got a new coach, but you know, he's no stranger. He's in Coach Pitts. He's been a head coach at multiple places. We saw them at Warrensburg. You know, not quite as wide open in a spread, so they even got in some two back and run the football. So a little bit of a different element, and you know, I think they're going to surprise some people. And you know, you just never can count out a high-powered Glendale offense.
Coach Mock still there?
Still there. Kickapoo, you know, and then some of the athletes they've got back, and Campbell, the wide receiver, and a big tight end, DN back, even though they lost Link, and a lot of those kids on defense, they've got some good names coming back.
Yeah, and Wayne's, you never know about Waynesville with the transfer of from Fort Wood. They're really probably one of the most difficult teams to kind of predict that's going to go down. But so the Zizzers will be in a jamboree. Where's that going to be at, and what teams are going to be in it?
Well, we had been in the Camdenton one, and you know, I just really didn't want to travel that far for a jamboree. So we're going to Fairgrove in that rotation, which is Fairgrove, Marshfield, and Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in that one.
And week one opponent?
We go to Bolivar.
The Liberators. You know, and that's been quite a battle over the last few years, West Plains and Bolivar. They're kind of a little similar as the Zizzers, as, you know, they're kind of outside that Springfield area, and their away games are a long ways away, kind of like West Plains.
Yeah, and they're another school with a new head coach, and Coach LaSalle, who's, again, been a head coach at multiple stops. They got 15 starters back. So, you know, I think they're going to be much better than they were last year, just on the kids they got returning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, folks, it is here. Coach, we appreciate you coming by and talking Zizzer football with us. And, of course, Friday mornings, the Coaches Show will start week one, and we'll kick it off each Friday morning with Coach Wyatt right here on the Mountain of Rock.